We now have three disappointing stories about care for the disabled in Norfolk. A member of the Norfolk County Council apologised this week after she had described a couple campaigning to stop disability funding cuts as selfish. The County Council have announced changes to care cost calculations, which will make many disabled people worse off. And a watchdog concluded that saving money was put ahead of the care needs of a woman with Asperger's and mental health issues.
A councillor who described a couple campaigning to stop disability funding cuts as selfish has apologised at a meeting of disabled people and their parents. In August, Margaret Stone said she would not even consider attending a meeting organised by Judith and Nick Taylor from Buxton to discuss funding cuts because it was so biased as to only include Conservative county councillors. She said their campaign was so selfish to believe your needs are greater than the rest of the population. At a meeting at County Hall in Norwich, Mrs. Stone, who later resigned as chairman from Norfolk County Council's Health and Overview Scrutiny Committee, said she was so sorry for the email. She said, "I wish I had never sent the email, as I see the hurt it's now caused, and I'm deeply, deeply sorry." More than 150 people attended the meeting, during which council leader Andrew Proctor said the email was totally unacceptable. Earlier this year, the council agreed changes which will reduce the weekly allowance disabled people receive. Another change means a benefit is now taken into account when assessing care. Combined, roughly 1,000 people are having to pay more for care, with 1,400 paying for care for the first time. The council said the changes would save £4 million and bring Norfolk in line with other authorities. Bill Borrett, Cabinet Member for Adult Social Care on the County Council, thanked everyone for attending and said it was really important to hear your voices. He said they couldn't say they would go away and do something entirely different, but that all the feedback would help to shape the way they go forward.
Saving money was put before the care needs of a woman with Asperger's and mental health issues, a watchdog has concluded. Norfolk County Council acted unlawfully when it withdrew night support for the 55-year-old woman who had never spent a night alone in her life, the local government and social care ombudsman found. She had obsessive-compulsive disorder, which led to her repeatedly turning lights on and off, constantly checking doors and windows were locked, washing her hands again and again, and repetitively flushing the toilet. But last year, the council started to explore removing the nighttime service. So the social worker told her manager Ms. Y had not made any progress in 4 years and they needed to take a more proactive approach to reducing day and night support. That was 22 days before an assessment of Ms. Y's needs was carried out. Ms. Y's GP wrote to the council to say it was his opinion her anxiety and panic attacks would worsen if left alone at night. It appears the social worker and her manager had clear intentions to reduce the care package regardless of the assessment. Ms. Wyatt's needs were not central to the assessment, cutting her care package was. A council spokesman said the council fully accepts the decision and has taken the necessary actions. A new care and support plan has been developed for Ms. Wyatt.
The first feature today takes us to a group that one always hears rumours about, the Freemasons. Jessica Frank Keyes met two Norwich Freemasons this week. Here is Kevin Ford to read her feature.